This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. The Governing Council meeting will discuss the approach on this year's theme, Viksit Raj for Viksit Bharat at 2047. The meeting will be attended by chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories, union ministers and vice chairman, members and CEO of Niti Aayog. The 10th Governing Council meeting will provide a unique platform to deliberate on development challenges faced by the country and build consensus on states' role in making India a developed nation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed gratitude over Germany's support on India's fight against terrorism and its right to defend itself. Addressing an interaction at the German Council on Foreign Relations in Berlin, Germany, Dr. Jaishankar said that India was encouraged by the very early condemnation of the terrorist attack by Germany.
I have seen that in the last few years, once again, there is a realization in both countries that there is something that we have to offer to each other, and the defense and security of both countries would be very much stronger through our cooperation. And we see this reflected in exercises, in the visits of German ships to the Indo-Pacific and to Indian ports. We see it reflected in enhanced export licensing practices.
Dr. Jaishankar also called out Pakistan and said that it has used terrorism as a tool for many years and harbored terrorists. Meanwhile, Minister for Foreign Affairs Johann Wafer said that Germany recognizes India's right to defend itself. He reiterated that India has the right to defend itself, its people and secure the country, something much of the world will agree, including Germany. India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the UN Security Council, saying India has experienced decades of Pakistan-sponsored terrorist attacks across the border. The comments came from India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Parvathneni Harish, during an open debate on protecting civilians during armed conflicts. He said that Pakistan has repeatedly used civilian cover to advance the cause of terrorism. Mr. Harish said the world just recently saw senior government, police and military officials paying respects at the funeral of noted terrorists killed in Operation Sindoor. He further added, a nation that makes no distinction between terrorists and civilians has no credentials to speak about protecting civilians. India has extended NOTAM for Pakistan flights till the 23rd of next month. According to the Ministry of Civil Aviation, Indian airspace is not approved for aircrafts registered in Pakistan and operated, owned and leased by Pakistani airlines, including military aircrafts. Talking to media in New Delhi, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu said, NOTAM has been extended and India is maintaining the status quo. Russia and Ukraine released 390 prisoners each, which is seen to be the biggest prisoner swap of the war so far. Both the countries are expected to free more prisoners in the coming days, as per an agreement in the recent direct talks between the two countries in Istanbul. The released Ukrainians arrived at a hospital in the northern Cherniv region in buses, most of them with shaven heads and wrapped in Ukrainian flags. The freed Russians are currently in Belarus, which neighbors Ukraine, receiving psychological and medical assistance before being moved to Russia. Russian Defense Ministry said they include civilians captured inside Russia's Kursk region during a Ukrainian incursion. A U.S. court in the state of Massachusetts temporarily blocked the Trump administration's order revoking Harvard University's certification to enroll international students. The court's decision came a day after the Department of Homeland Security cancelled Harvard's certification to use student and exchange visitor information system in an escalation of U.S. President Trump's attack on the Ivy League school. Star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra has clinched the silver medal at the 2025 Janusz Kuczynski Memorial Meet in Rzeszów, Poland. The two-time Olympic medalist recorded a throw of 84.14 meters in challenging conditions on his sixth and final attempt. This marked his 22nd consecutive top two finish since 2021. And that is the end of this news bulletin.